Supply chain, bottleneck at the ports, outrageous costs, and no inventory. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. We have been reporting on this story for weeks now. When it comes to removing the bottleneck plaguing the West Coast ports, Representative Dan Newhouse, who is the chair of the Western Caucus, says there, unfortunately, is no improvement to report.
All the factors that have contributed to the slowdown and the backup of containers and ships, of trucks, of rail, all of those things are still in place. And on some levels, even getting worse with the policies of mandated vaccines and the potential of losing some of the critical employees within the supply chain due to the administration's executive orders.
Newhouse adds there could be reason for optimism as negotiations for many of the labor contracts for workers at those ports should start soon because of the expiration of current contracts. Newhouse says he's hopeful real solutions will come from these negotiations.
We'd love to be able to see extended hours, work periods, 24/7 kind of harvest season focus on getting our ports alleviated of the extra traffic would be helpful at this point.
Representative Dan Newhouse. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.